Amen. It is good once again to come and to worship God in spirit and in truth. I'd rather sing three verses of one song and two of this song, like, gonna give me all the time I need. I don't need that much time, bro. I really appreciate it, though. It is good to come and to worship God on this evening, to do what we are supposed to do, and that is to live a life that is pleasing unto Him. Oh, that's what I wouldn't do. Bear with me, please. I was thinking about all the time He was giving me and forgot what I was supposed to have been doing. All right. We are continuing on this evening with the lesson that we had on this morning. Again, making sure that we put first things first, that we may be pleasing in the sight of God. And if we are not pleasing in His sight, let us fix everything that we can in order for us to be pleasing. I want to thank Brother Pack for his prayer. He just answered questions, or a question that I contemplated in my mind every now and then. And if I stood before you and told you that I didn't, I would be lying to you. And you're saying, well, what question is that, Brother Spencer or Melvin or Mel? The question, how long do I want to preach the gospel? How long do I want to preach the gospel? That brother prayed, if y'all were not listening, that I may have a long life as long as I preach the gospel. What can you do with a prayer like that? The question is answered. I will preach until I die. No doubt. A long life with my wife. Until I die. Thank you, brother. I really appreciate you. Really appreciate that. You know, when we think about first things first, we have people that do not put God first in their lives. He needs to be. He desires to be first in our lives, as we looked at on this morning. And let me run through these slides for you sort of quickly here so we can get to where we need to be. Looking for that which is important to us. Being successful in business, having a nice home, a happy family, spending time with children or our grandchildren. Those things are important to some of us and important to most of us. Everyone has put something first in their life. Whether you want to admit it or not, you have put something first. The things in which we do on a day-to-day basis, we may not think about them, but they are first. They are first. Others, as I said this morning, have actually made a list. And both parties now go back at the end of the day and evaluate what they have done. Some of us will find that we were very productive in that day, and others will find I wasted a complete day because I haven't done what I said I was going to do or haven't done any of the things I usually do. But let's make sure that we have first things first. We take care of those big tasks. How many of you went home and actually got you a can and did this thing this morning or this afternoon? Probably none of you. But I want you to think about your life. I want you to think about what were you able to accomplish between morning worship and now? I know some of us went out to eat and came back and just rested. That's generally what we do on Sundays. You know, we got first thing first. We came to worship, then we went home and we rested. Or we ate and then we rested. We made sure that we took care of the big thing first before we got to do the small things. But if you do not take care of that big first, it's hard to go back and evaluate the small things that you thought that you had accomplished and really come to find out they wasn't worth anything. So let's take care of the big things first in our lives. Prioritizing is important. How much time do you have? How much money do you have? And what type of ability do you have? That's it right there, isn't it? You got the time, you got the money, you got the ability. You can do just about anything that you want to do. Make sure that God is first. Understand the importance of first things first. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. You worry about your food, you worry about your water, you worry about your clothing. Put God first, and you don't have to worry about those things. Put Him first. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 9 through 10 and 16. You know, looking for a better place, a better home. Also in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 14. The place where you live right now may be the ideal place for you. But what is the big goal? Where are you trying to get to? Lady called in the other day on the radio and she said, you know, we're all trying to get to the same place. Somebody called right behind her and said, no, I don't think we all are. Because we're not all doing the same thing in order to get to the same place. I understood what she meant. I understood what he meant. Some are going to make it to heaven and others are not. Those of you that are here that are trying to make to heaven, do what is right. Put God first. Put Him first. That's where He want to be. Remembering, if you do this, you can't go wrong. Love the Lord God with all your heart. Put Him first. You know, when we read a commandment such as this, that, you know, we should put God first in our lives, that's exactly what we need to do, because we say that we are His children. He is our God, and we love His Word, and we love to think about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ coming back in the clouds of glory. We love to think about those things. So let's put Him first. Let's put Him first. Teaching God's Word first, as we looked at this morning, Paul, that's what, you know, the important things. Teaching God's Word is important, but sometimes we even need to prioritize in that. What do the congregation need? What do these people need? What do I need to be teaching in Bible study? Only way you're going to know these things is that you listen to what is going on. And when you find out what you need to teach first or preach first, that's what you need to do. Then you go back and you teach and preach about some other things. Remember on last Sunday, I preached a sermon about the forsaking this. Was that last Sunday or the Sunday before last? Forsaking the assembly. How important it is to assemble together. And no, the Sunday before last. Last Sunday is about, we don't have a kitchen. But anyway, Sister Pack had brought that out in Bible study. She said, we need to hear, you know, a lesson again on forsaking the assembly of the saints. How important it is to assemble together. And I said, you know, that's something that we really do need to hear. And then others will say, you know, when you stand back at the back, don't make them lie to you. Take care of that so we can come and take care of things like this. About first things first. Paul said, you know, I'd much rather be with Jesus. I'd much rather be asleep with Him. And then when He comes back, I know I will be with Him because I have done what I was supposed to do. But I find it needful to be here with you. He understood first things first. Philip, when he went to teach the eunuch there in the desert, he taught him first things first. He explained to him who Isaiah was talking about. And then he preached unto him Jesus to lead him to understand that baptism is necessary for salvation. Just as Peter did in Acts chapter 2, verse 36. He preached Jesus unto them. He made them understand what they had done. And by them understanding that, they understood when Peter told them what they needed to do. First things first. First things first. Jesus demands to be first. He demands to be first. There are many avenues that we can take. There are many different roads and many different areas that we can find that we don't have to go that way. We can go this way. But when it comes down to looking at God's Word and understanding it, Jesus tells us plain and clear, there is no other way. John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. We looked at the first four verses on this morning. As you turn there, we'll just go over them again. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Drop down to verse 6. He said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I am the way, he says. The truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. If you see what Jesus is telling you, the only way that you're going to be able to get to the Father is that you come through Him. You ever seen anybody do that before? You know, when you want to jump on somebody, then somebody else jump in between, you say, you got to come through me first. You back down. But you know what Jesus is telling you? He said, don't back down. Don't be afraid to come to me. Because I am the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No man can come to the Father except by me. So we need to accept His word. We need to accept what He's saying. And not only do we need to accept what He said, but we need to understand that there is no other name in which a man can be saved except the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. You're looking for the right way. You have the right word. You're looking for the right way. And Jesus said, I am that way. And He tells you why He's that way. There in verse 12 of Acts 4, He said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. The name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Go and look at verse 10. But be it known unto you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by Him doth this man stand here before you whole. You need to listen to His word. You need to understand who He is and what He can do for you. He can save you. He can save you. Are you ready to be saved? Are you ready to be obedient? Are you putting Him first? If not, why not? Why not say, you know, Lord, You are first in my life, and I'm going to prove it to You. I'm going to show others that You are first in my life by living for You. I'm going to put Your Son on. I'm going to allow Him to be seen in my life. I'm going to allow everyone to say, He must be a Christian because nobody else would act the way He's acting. What about you? Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 37 through 39. Matthew chapter 10. I'm afraid that there are many people today that are not putting Jesus first as He demands. You know why? Because they love family more. I care about my mom. I care about my dad. I care about my brothers and sisters. And I think that they need to be first in my life. I think you're wrong. Matter of fact, let me take another step and say, I know you're wrong. I know who demands to be first in everybody's life. Whether he's there or not is another story. But I know who demands to be first. Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Now, is Jesus saying here not to love your mothers and fathers? No, He's not. Is He saying not to love your children? No, He's not. He is saying, love me more. Love me more. Understand what I can do for you. Understand what I can give you. Understand what rest you can have in the very end if you put me first. And he that lacketh or take it not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. How many of us were lost, but now we understand that we are found? How many of us understand the importance of putting God first in our lives? How many of us understand how important it is to assemble together with the saints? When our family members come over to visit us, we tell them, you can either go with me or you can go home. I am going to worship. How many of us do that? Sometimes I know we leave them at the house and we leave them and they think, man, I can't believe they went back to worship service. They know what your schedule is. If they don't know, they should know. Because we should make it a regular thing to attend every service. We should make it a habit. But not just a habit to say I went, but a habit to say I went and I got something out of it because I put something into it. There's no greater love than the love a man can have for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First things first does not always go according to man's plan. How about that? You know, what you say that you're going to do, it may not go the way you want it to. Why? Because you did not put God first. Sometimes we have good intentions. Oh, this is what I'm going to do. And I know God is going to be so pleased with it. But when it all boils down to it, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Look at Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Ananias and Sapphira. They planned on doing something great with the money that they were going to get from that parcel of land that they sold. But when it all boils down to it, it didn't go according to their plans. Peter, as he was talking to them, made sure that they understood that they were lying about what they had done. How is it that you have got together and decided to lie to the Holy Ghost? That's not, you know, death was the last thing I believe Ananias and Sapphira were thinking about. They were thinking about, man, we're going to have this extra money. We may be able to do this or do that, you know. It didn't go according to their plans, did it? So we need to be careful with the plans that we make and say that I know that what I'm going to do is pleasing to God, but then in the process of it, change your mind. Brother Shelton was asking the question as he stood here behind the table, and he said, is there anyone here that want to give as their purpose in their heart? You know, there are some that probably purpose in their heart to give, but then change their mind, saying, I look up there at the board, I don't think they need anymore. Decided not to give. You know who you lied to? You didn't lie to anybody that was here. You lied to the Holy Ghost. So you need to make sure when you purpose in your mind to give something, that you give it the way you say. You know, can God strike us down? If He so desires, He can. Why? Because He's God. Now, is anybody here going to be able to look at you and say you lied to the Holy Ghost? No. We don't have what Peter had. But you know what? God still knows all. God still knows all. What about in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12? When we find that God truly knows our heart. You know, what we say we're going to do and how we're going to do it, God knows. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews 4, verse 12. I love to always say, you know, when I hear people say, you know, God knows my heart. Yes, you're right. He knows. You can tell me anything, but God knows your heart. It says here in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God, you mean to tell me, you know, that God knows everything I'm thinking about? He knows these things even before I act upon them. He knows the purpose behind what I'm doing. Yes, God knows this. So again, we go back and look at first things first does not always go according to man's plans. But when God is involved, you can rest assured it's going to go right. John chapter 12, verse 48. John chapter 12, verse 48. And he that rejected me and received not my words had one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. I know without a shadow of a doubt I'm going to get to heaven. You need to go back and read Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. Everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Think about it. You're going to be judged by this word. This book that is called the Bible is what you're going to be judged by. And if you do not do what is right, you don't do the things that you say that you're going to do because you know that those things are right, you are going to be judged accordingly. Every thought, every action, every deed that man does, he will be judged by it. Whether good or whether bad, you're going to be judged. Let us make sure that we're doing what we know to be right. First things first, God's way will allow you to be successful. God's way. You know, there were some men that were elders and decided that they were going to retire because they didn't want to be elders anymore. There's no problem with that. No problem with it, because the desire is gone. Therefore, the man is disqualified anyway. He needs to tell the congregation, you know, I don't want to be an elder anymore. I'm gonna I just want to sit back and relax. You know, there are some that say, you know, not only do I not want to be an elder anymore, but I want to travel the world. That's okay. There's no problem with that. But one thing that we need to understand, that we cannot give up on God. We still need to worship. We still need to be dedicated to serving Him, because this is what's right. So no matter where you go, Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 will still apply. Whether you're an elder, whether you're a preacher, whether you're a teacher, doesn't matter. You still are a member of the Lord's church. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, you make sure that people know that you are a Christian. You don't have to tell them. All you need to do is show them. And they will know, because they recognize, many people recognize what a Christian should be, and they recognize what a Christian is, because someone has told them, or they themselves may be a Christian and they may not be living the way they're supposed to, but here you come along and you're putting on what God has told you to put on. You have put the whole armor of God on. And no matter what comes your way, you allow it to roll off your back like water on a duck's back. And you are standing tall. And all this is doing is glorifying the Father. And He is so pleased with that. So let us remember those things when we start talking about first things first. What am I to do first? Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. You start worrying about things, you start worrying about the kingdom. You start thinking about things, start thinking about the kingdom. You want to know what's going to happen in the morning? Think about the kingdom. You want to know where you're going to spend your eternity? What other better place to think about than the kingdom? God desires men everywhere to worship Him and to praise Him, to give Him all the honor, because He's the one that deserves it. Maybe you're here this evening and your life is not what it's supposed to be. Your life is not what God desired to be. You have been contemplating for, you know, a long time to become a Christian, to turn your life over to God. What better time than right now to come forth before the ones that are here and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I'm ready to put Him first in my life, no matter what my friends say, no matter what my family says. I am ready to put Him first. And have your sins washed away in the water of grace. Those of you that have strayed away and are ready to come back, this is your time to come back to the fold before it is too late. First things first. You come and you make your confession. You come and you repent. You come and you ask for the prayers of the congregation. Then you start putting our Lord first in your life. If you're here and you're subject to the invitation, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing.